Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Okay, something funny happened yesterday. But I have to tell you. Hey, everybody, Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. It's Hump Day, Wednesday, April 10th, and we are sitting on top of the Mars-Saturn conjunction today that we've been talking about. These two planets of tension and conflict are colliding in the sky this afternoon at 4:36 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, here's one of those you-can't-make-this-stuff-up coincidences. So I did this latest video on the British royal family. It's on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and taking a look at the death of Thomas Kingston. Controversial enough that it should have drawn some negative comments. Well, all day Monday for the eclipse, when it launched, that was the first full day out, nothing negative. Literally none. Got up yesterday, started answering comments. Ah, there they were. Well, the eclipse energy shifted. We entered Mars-Saturn. All the grumpy people come out to play. This is the big one today that we talked about yesterday, too, that if there is that spiky energy of this whole thing, it's this one today. Now, we went through a lot of it yesterday. We will talk about once it separates, once after today, then what? But just keep in mind that this happens about every 2 years, because that's Mars orbit. So this is not unfamiliar territory. And we could walk it back over the years, and we could find good things that happen on this day and bad things that happen on this day, challenges. Certainly this aspect was there when around the time that COVID started. But we can't isolate one thing as the template for this aspect, because there's another side to this, and that is if you want to launch something, or if you want to at least be in the creative stages, I wouldn't launch myself. In fact, I'm not launching something myself until after Mercury is out of retrograde on the 25th, and at least past it even a few more days. But if you wanted to at least conceptualize and be building toward 2 weeks out, and you were putting intentions of longevity, of something that you wanted to last, to be a legacy or a firm foundation, Saturn, then you would be using this time, Mars, to aggressively or at least systematically be building toward it. And that would be perfect because it's all sitting in Pisces, especially if it's a spiritual project. So there is a wonderful side to this energy. You just would want to be getting yourself busy with the underground kind of things that need to happen in order to launch or move something forward. And it might just be conceptualizing. Some good old-fashioned whiteboarding would be just as good as anything here. And then be putting the bricks in place, and then at the end of the month we can take a look at some days and some perhaps some elective times coming out of Mercury retrograde that we might want to look at launching things. That would be a worthy study. Maybe we'll take that on next week, or at least the week after, so that we could be planning some days and times that we might want to launch these things. But collective energy is snappy, for sure, under this aspect. Maybe I should say snippy, grumpy, etc. Okay, so that's 4:36 this afternoon. Then these two start to pull away. But we're talking about a conjunction. And a lot of people use a 10-degree orb for a conjunction. Kind of textbook, cookie-cutter astrology is when two planets come together, look at 10 degrees on either side. That does not happen also until that same time band, the end of the month. I'm looking at the 28th, that finally Mars is 12 degrees, safely said goodbye to Saturn. So this tense energy, I'm sorry to say, yes, it is going to be lessening, but it is still going to be there, that we have to acknowledge it. We have to know that it's there. That whole thing that we've talked about, count to five, don't respond, the Subconscious Mind Mastery podcast that I put up last week, be careful in any kind of response through the rest of this month. Now, the other aspect that's in the sky, other than the moon changing signs, is tomorrow, Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m., the Sun and Mercury conjoin. So remember, Mercury was down at the tail end of the eclipse. Well, it's moving backwards. The Sun is moving forwards. They collide tomorrow night. That makes this whole Mercury retrograde thing really strong today and tomorrow. So what's the game plan there? I think everything related to the technology, taking a break, hitting the pause button, doing all the rewords. I mean, at least these last couple of weeks, we have been through some really strong energy. And I know a lot of us are exhausted, right? Well, here is a two-day window that would be great to just take a break, including from your favorite podcasts. And I'm going to help initiate that because I'm going to take a break for the rest of the week. I'll be back with Merriman on Saturday, but I'm going to honor this and just honor the space of what the sky is telling us and just really throttle back on all the electronics and the social media and et cetera, at least till the end of the week. Now, the moon changes signs, but I wanted to remind everybody in the United States, Monday is the tax deadline. A lot of people like to file their taxes during a void of course moon. And you would say, why would you want to do that? Well, the reason is because technically things that you do during a void of course moon have kind of a nil effect. Nothing happens. There's no follow-up. So let me give you a couple of windows of void of course periods where you could drop your taxes in or hit the send button if you file electronically. One of them is tomorrow, but it's early, early. It's 6:03 a.m. and it only lasts for 3 hours. The moon changes signs at basically 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, entering Gemini, the dual sign. And then the next void of course after that is Saturday morning. That's at 10:45 a.m. Eastern. And it goes void, of course, for another 3 hours. So it gives you a 3-hour window there that you could hit send or take it to the mailbox. There is another void, of course, on Monday, but it's after mail has been picked up. So unless you have a post office that's doing tax stuff until midnight, which some of them do, that next void, of course, is at 7:20 p.m. Monday night. All these times are Eastern, but that gives you some windows that you could send your taxes or your extensions during a void of course. And there is one of those little practical applications of astrology, but I hope it helps. Kind of a cool technique for sure. All right, you guys have a great rest of the week. I love you so much. We've had a good week. Wow, so many of you saw your first solar eclipse and are just still basking in the energy of that. So let's take a break. Let's take a pause. I'll see you back with Ray on Saturday and then level up Sunday night, back up here on Monday. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.